everyone. Welcome to an Atari ST Christmas celebration.
You think anyone's still here after that intro?
Oh, they're still here. That was an awesome, beautiful Christmas demo with some lovely ST Christmas music, all made an authentic ST by some genius demo maker.
Not by you.
No, God, no.
We do not claim ownership with that.
I'm gonna credit them in, I'll credit them and link them at the bottom. It's good stuff there. Brent, here we are again. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time for the
Christmas
Atari.
Was last week.
No. It's now. It's closer than ever. Christmas is almost here, and we're here to celebrate it. The only way that I know how, and that is to fire out the Atari ST and play the myriad of Christmas games that are available. Let's talk about them, shall we? Ooh, there wasn't a whole lot. Well, we're not going to be doing a Christmas turn next year for any of these machines. But we managed to eke out one on the Atari. Now, listen, you know, let's talk about Atari for a minute, the lineage, the legacy of Atari.
Okay.
Atari's been around for a long time.
Yes.
Brent. And Atari was a big part of Christmas when I was a kid, not for me, but for everyone I knew who had an Atari.
Sure. Yeah. It was definitely a Christmas gift given in abundance in the U.S.
And so in honor of that, I wanted to, because, listen, I feel bad that I've kind of neglected you over the years. So in honor of that, I've bought you this Atari Christmas gift that you can open up. This is your Atari Christmas, because we may use this later to play games.
So this bag is very familiar.
Don't talk about that. We've had a good year of Atari ST fun. And I hope that
this card is very familiar, too.
Well, yeah, it's a good card. I hope everyone will take the time to go over to our Discord and vote on their Atari ST Game of the Year. And it could be today's game, Stario's Christmas. It should be a lot of fun. Brent, that's an authentic wireless Atari joystick for you right there, my friend.
I think the wire's just been removed.
No, it's wireless. That's great.
But it should have like a big antenna.
No, there's no antenna on these. So
the button's stuck.
Did you stop? The Atari has been synonymous with Christmas for a long time, and this year will be no different, to Brent, because we have picked the only Christmas game we could find. And the funny thing about this game...
Did you chew on this?
A little bit. The funny thing about this game is that we actually sort of had a cup of coffee with it on ARG a few years ago. Not the elf, man. Why don't we just get right into it, the Brent? What do you think?
Why is there trash in the bag?
Yeah, that's right. Merry Christmas, the Brent. Look, everybody, it's Stario's Christmas.
It is. It is Stario's Christmas.
How do you pronounce that? Is it Stario?
No, it's definitely Stario, because you got Stario.
Now, before we get into this game, this Christmas game on the Atari, we actually played the predecessor to this one on ARG Presents.
Yes.
And this was a game you picked, as I recall.
I did, yeah.
Do you want to talk about, do you remember much about the original game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was this. But in less Christmassy form.
Yeah. The original version of this game wasn't too far gone from, when this one was released.
Oh, no. They definitely double shotgun barrel fired this. But this was the end of the ST.
Yeah.
Let me back up. The ST was long gone, and then these two games came out.
And I believe the first one was Stario Land. Stario Land.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Something like that, yeah.
And so they decided, hey, let's keep the ball rolling here with Stario Land. I remember us not killing Stario Land.
No, it was fine.
And so we've moved on here since it's Christmas to Stario's Christmas.
Yes.
This was released in 96, so this is a late arrival on ST.
Yeah.
this was programmed by a fellow named Adrian Keelock. He worked on Stario, Super Stario, and Stario World, the demo, and also a game called Andromeda, like a real game.
Wait a minute.
I guess that was outside the realms of... That wasn't that nice. Richard Davey, not to be confused with Davey Richards, the world wrestling player.
I don't think anyone was confused.
Listen to this. This guy, this is your graphic artist, by the way. He did Outrider, Shockwave, he did the Stario games, and he was responsible for Dope Wars 2.0.
Oh.
That sounds right up your alley. You're a big Dope Wars guy. The music on this was made by Gunner Gobots, or he's got a cool guy named Big Alec.
Well,
I'd go with that.
Big Alec got screwed because if you don't know to turn the music on, there is no music.
Well, the opening title, which we played, the love theme, which were quite good. This guy did a lot of indie stuff, or like, you know, kind of like, you know, lower level, like, I don't know, shareware type stuff. But he also.
I can't help but notice you continually degrade this man's work.
Listen, I'm not going to badmouth Big Alec. This guy, he might come get me. But he did do No Second Prize, the Italian motorcycle game, which we covered on the Amiga a long time ago, me and Boat. This was published, believe it or not, by Top Bite Software. They'll bite you. That's spelled with a Y and a T. They did the Alien Thing, like, series of games. Just Alien Thing, Alien Thing, Director's Cut, and a few other ones. They did Outrider, and they did a game called Brennar Varius.
Never heard of
it. Brennar Varius. It just rolls off the tongue. Now, I read that this will run. They said it'll run on any Atari ST, but I read that you have to have 1 meg to get this sucker to run. It's not going to run on any Atari.
Oh, I did it on the old juiced up as far as the sliders would let me go.
Yeah, I played this on the Mister. The original price for this thing in 96 was £14.99. Surprise, surprise, these guys are based in the UK. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, the Brent. You mentioned to me before the show that I didn't know. Because I looked around trying to find boxes for this stuff. I couldn't find even the first game either. Why is that?
Now, mail order only.
This was mail order, right?
I mean, okay, let's be honest, yeah. Okay? Nintendo, if this was released in 2023 for, like, I don't know, let's just make up a system here. The Atari 70 million, right?
Yeah.
Nintendo's lawyers would be just frothing at the mouth, ready to pounce and destroy.
It's funny you should mention that. I've got a quote here that from Rich Davies' blog. Now, I remember Rich Davies, the fellow who did the graphics for this. I'm going to read this verbatim, if you'll indulge me. He said, I worked on a few commercial games on the ST back in the 90s. One of them was Super Stario Land. He also worked on Stario's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
This was a shameless. This is from him, by the way, not me. This was a shameless port of a Nintendo game a few of you may have come across. The developer literally copied as much as he could from the original NES onto the ST, and I did the graphics. He goes, I saw this on YouTube today. It made me smile, even if the graphics make me cringe. It was actually really hard work because the developer enforced a strict number of bit planes per sprite, which means I had, at the most, 3 colors to paint with plus black.
Plus black, yes.
The graphics, I love this part. The graphics were shamelessly stolen from the NES original, but there were no sprite rip archives back in. They were copied by hand from a TV screen on the graph paper and then redrawn on the ST. And so he finishes here. Quite frankly, if the ST had been on its last legs when this title hit, Nintendo probably would have sued our butts off. As it happens, they didn't. The game got good reviews and sold well. It even spawned a sequel, which is what we're looking at here.
In fact, I have a little more insight into that.
Oh, good.
The guy that put this game together originally, right? Yeah. With the there are versions of this out there, demos, if you will, of this still being Mario. I mean, actually the Mario sprites and stuff. And when he took it to the guy, he was like, "Listen, get me not sued." And said, here you go. And that's when they changed all the graphics. Now, this would still get you sued today.
here's another little tidbit. That again, it's funny how this stuff dovetails. Again, this is from Rich Davies. He said, the main character is based on Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
Which I didn't know that.
Yep. Because theft comes better in pairs.
And this is my favorite part. It's interesting factor number two. I was never sent the final copy of this game. The publisher was run by a guy called James Matthews. He was a nice enough chap, but the cheeky never even saw fit to send me the game, let alone pay me for the work.
Yeah, no one got paid for this except
for
that.
Now, here's the part that blew my mind. I did finally get a boxed copy off eBay a few years ago.
Well, yeah.
He was talking about the original here.
Yes.
But so apparently, Rich Davies got a box copy of the Brent, so there must be some boxes.
Well, it was mail order. So,
what do you think? A box copy was just like a paper box?
Well, apparently the publisher on this was a real scumbag.
How dare you badmouth Top Bites on their Top Bite?
I've seen in many places that this is not the first pair that they kind of screwed.
Yeah, there you go.
But let's talk a little bit about the game.
Yeah,
Aaron.
Get into it, Brent.
This is obviously a redo, a reimagining, a clone, if you will, of Super Mario Land, a Game Boy title. And you can really tell that by the endings where it has the split doors.
It's funny, Bo pointed that out. I didn't know that's where it was from.
Yeah. You can exit through either the top or the bottom. Both of them take you to the same place, at least in every instance I saw them.
So you're saying this is a knockoff of the GBA, or which one did you say?
Yeah, that's what the...
Is that where they got the graphics and stuff?
Well, no. The graphics look from the Nintendo game.
So they just took some of it from...
But the concepts are definitely from... And the way they did this, Aaron, is... They have your scene, right?
Yeah.
And that is a tile set. Like, for example, you've got a pyramid of blocks, right?
Yeah.
That is a tile set. That is a screen in the game.
Okay.
And then that screen might show up two or three times.
Okay.
But they're not... They're piecemealing the levels together.
Okay. Is that the way the actual Mario is done, too?
No.
Okay. I think so.
So I mean, they did it to make it easier, and that's fine. It doesn't necessarily affect the flow of the game, but you see these scenes, these tiles, over and over in the game. They do actually have a fair amount of bad guy sprites, that some of them are more original than others.
Are the, like, you'll have to, for example, which... Like the birds that dive down, is that all that stuff from the Game Boy, or are those original? You know, what about the guy that you stomp on and he turns into a bomb? Like, is that, because I've never seen that in a Mario before.
It's all a little hazy because you're talking about the 90s.
Yeah.
So I cannot say with 100% assurance that is original or if it is a copy of the Game Boy version. I believe it is a copy. I do believe I remember. When you stomp on them, they turn into bombs and blow up.
Yeah.
But I can't be 100% sure. But what they've done here is they've taken a very popular franchise, right? And they've moved it to the ST.
Right.
And the ST, not known for its buttery, smooth scrolling.
In fact, it's known for the exact opposite, crap scrolling.
Right. And because they, and as weird as this sounds, they do a lot better with 3D stuff.
That's true. And they got more like raw processing.
For example, a 3D game on the Amiga and a 3D game on the ST back in the day, in the beginning, if they were released at the same time, the ST game is going to run better.
That's right. I agree with that.
And when it comes to scrolling, almost all ST things are flip screens. Or it's this herky-jerky motion.
That's true.
And Stereo Christmas is not like that.
No.
The left-to-right scrolling, because it doesn't really have vertical scrolling that I could remember, is good. It's real good.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. It's so good you don't think about it. It's like that good.
Yes. And that's quite an accomplishment that the programmer there was able to pull off, because that was certainly not something that the ST was known for. Where this game falls apart a little bit is more in the play, but we'll get to that later down the line. Graphics in this, Aaron, the sprites, the upfront in your face graphics, the actual play areas, I think are fine. I think they're good in some instances. Your character, Stario, I think he's expressive.
Yeah. Sorry, that's just so stupid.
His transformations from getting from small to getting big and then being able to duck.
Yeah.
And his lightning, I believe it's what it's trying to portray, power up is where he throws fireballs. It's all good. It's all very, it's different enough. Now, when you throw a fireball, you kind of revert to your old sprite. Not real keen on that, but what are you going to do? The enemies in the game, I think they are representative of what they're supposed to be. I mean, you know a Goomba is a...
of the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know a Goomba is a Goomba. You know a Cheep Cheep is a Cheep Cheep.
Yeah.
I think it does really well. The levels, the pipes, the coins, the water effects, the caves, the stuff like that, I think they're all really well done.
The zooming effect when you finish a level or die, that they kind of like... They ripped that. I know they ripped off an NES, but that looks pretty good.
Well,
it's a good effect. I mean, it mirrors the NES one pretty well. You know, where it gets all blocky.
Yeah. I don't. I understand what you're saying. I wouldn't call that a zoom.
It's unusual.
It's a transition.
Yeah, it looks good.
Where it absolutely falls off a cliff, though, is it has no backgrounds. None. It is just a gray slab in the back for pretty much all levels. And that's the reason why that's so disappointing to me is I think the ST could have done backgrounds. Maybe I'm wrong.
They did it. I believe they had an Addams Family, for example, they had the background.
Well, I'm wondering if to achieve the scrolling effect that they did, they had to forego backgrounds. At least I wondered
about that myself.
I hope that's what it is, and it's not just a bit of laziness.
Sorry, this part of the game we're watching on the video. Oh, I got nightmares about playing this.
I wish it was. I wish it had backgrounds to really bring all the other visuals together.
But still, I mean, you're for what they've got. It was impressive. I mean, for the Atari ST to do this, the scrolling was number one thing. I assume that's the same reason the colors were limited, and they probably had to make a lot of concessions to get to the point where it could run this smoothly.
And that's very possible. Let's talk about the sound real quick, Aaron. If you didn't know it, you would think, man, they cheaped out. This game has no music.
Yeah.
And that's so... I mean, the music's not... It's not... stellar.
I think the title scene music is real good.
It's good.
I thought Big Al nailed that one. You know,
but if you don't in game, it just has the sound effects.
It's very
Amiga like in that.
Yeah, I hate that.
But you can hit F9, right?
Yeah,
and bring the music. Oh, turn the music on. Now it's just MIDI. It's just. Low,
it's just normal music.
Yeah.
Music.
It's kind of low effort.
It's okay. I wouldn't say it's low effort. I'd say it's okay. But, I mean, I turned it on for a while, and then I just turned it back off because I want to hear the sound effects. That's why. So, for me, I hate to do it because I like having music and sound effects, but they didn't have it.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
So, so you play with sound effects more than you play with music?
Yes, absolutely.
I did too. But
I tried the music. The music, there was some variance there, right?
Now, do you think that was a limitation of the ST?
No, I just think that, well, listen, that was a... We've played plenty of ST games that had music and special effects.
Yes.
It's just like the Amiga. Sometimes they had it, sometimes they didn't have it.
So,
I don't know, maybe... Now, I was talking to... It's funny, I was talking to Dave Velociraptor last night.
Sure.
And he was telling me that, how the ST could play mod files just fine, but it would take, 70% of the processing. So, maybe there's something along the lines of that. Maybe there was just... It was taking up too much processing to do both, you know, or maybe that's just that was sort of the way of things back in the day.
We have to get the scrolling as smooth as it is, we have to make all these sacrifices. No background, only sound effects or music.
You would think they would have an option screen, though. It would say, listen, there's no music here. You know, most games, they'll give you the choice on the title screen.
Yeah.
I don't know why this one doesn't, because most of
the... Well, it probably had it in the manual that...
Manual?
...is lost the time.
Are you kidding me?
I think the sound on this is lackluster.
The sound effects are fine, and the music is fine. But just I wish you could have them together.
Yeah.
That's the lackluster part.
And then we have to get into the most glaring, the biggest question, Aaron, playability.
Yeah, and I will say, this, I was playing this game, and this is, like, if you say, if you give someone the power to make a Mario game, and, you know the old Spider-Man thing, with great power comes great responsibility, if you give it to an irresponsible, like, jerk, this is the game you get. A game that is often not fun, and often is so incredibly punishing that you want to stop playing. This game, I've played, you know, how many games do you figure we play in a month? Probably like
a lot.
10 games, 12, 15 games a month.
That, for shows, something like that.
And that's not on our own time. So I've played hundreds of games in a year. Hundreds.
Yeah.
Maybe 1,000 games.
No.
Yeah, because I play them on my own, too. And this is the only game that I've, it's been, I can't remember last time this happened. This is the only game that made me pound my desk with my fists in rage. I mean, I pounded
it. It's not very Christmassy of you, Aaron.
No, I'm sorry. I had Christmas rage. You know, that's what I had. And I put it like, I found that when you boot this up on the Mister, you've got the option to have unlimited dudes.
Yeah, it's
and I darn sure turned that on because I knew because I'd played the first one. I was like, you got to have unlimited dudes. And even with unlimited dudes, right? In fact, that may have made it worse. I was furious in this game. There were some parts of this game. We saw one a minute ago. I think it was like World 1-3.
It is, the kid.
Where you have to go through these spikes, and it is brutal. And then there's but the mother of all levels. This is the one where I tapped out was 3-1. This level was forged by Satan. In the halls of Lucifer. It's just so bad. And the thing that gets me, so this game made some interesting control choices, okay? Which I undid, by the way, on the Mister. It's the good thing about playing the Mister. In Stario Christmas, you use up for jump.
Yes.
All right, and then the button is to use fireballs and also increase your speed. You know,
yes,
that's
run, yeah.
Homie wasn't playing that. So I remapped up as a button. Which made, by the way, I recommend this because this is the way you do it. It made the game a lot playable. I can't imagine playing this with up for jump because you think you need precise jumping. You need precise jumping and a whole lot of luck to play this game. But even with modern technology, I've got the button where I want it. I got everything. I got a great joystick. I got that Saturn number. I'm sitting there. I got everything I need. This game was infuriating to play. It punished you at every turn. There are tons of stuff, and it's just pretty much, I don't want to say it's random, but it's cunningly placed to screw you.
Yeah.
So you basically have to memorize the path through the levels and get lucky, and sometimes that'll happen. But it is brutal. Also, they give you, despite the fact that this is a Mario knockoff, they give you very few power-ups.
Yes.
And a lot of the ones you get, you have to sort of find on your own because they're hidden. Like, it's not just going to give you a block that often. It says, look, you get fire. You don't get fire.
No, it gets incredibly difficult to get the fire power
up. They also, they made another interesting choice that at the end of the major levels, they have a, I don't want to say a boss fight, but that's basically what it is.
It's a boss room, yeah.
It's a room where you have to kill everything in the room. In particular, I don't know if you got the one that had the fish.
No.
Oh, my God. No. So I played this further than you did. I thought maybe you'd be
I didn't use investable in unlimited lives.
Listen to me. I want to tell everybody this right now. I tried, because there's not a whole lot of, we're looking at, if you're watching at home, this is a cheat run.
Super cheat. Yeah. They've got sprites turned off. They've got our collision turned off. They've got unlimited lives. It's as cheaty as it gets.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this fella. I've used this before. I've talked to him, and so he went as far as he could before he tapped out. So there is no videos that I've seen where you see the ending of this game. I've never seen one, and I want it for this show as a Christmas gift to you guys, our listeners. Like, you know, my gift to these people, I'm going to go all the way through this game. I couldn't do it. Gift canceled. I apologize. I wanted to do it. This right here, if you're watching at home, is a bit where you have to bounce the boulder with these spikes. This doesn't look that tough, but it's tough. Everything in this game requires tons of timing, trial and error, and it's just extremely difficult. Now, and I know you want to chime in here, but I just want to say one thing. With all that said, the desk pounding, the screaming, the cursing, the un-Christmas-like cursing that I'd screamed out when I played this. I enjoyed this game. I enjoyed it. And part of it's because of the eternal lure of Mario. You know, in Mario, that's just a great game. And the ripoff's good. I love ripoffs. So do you. So the ripoff is not bad. And the one thing this game has going for it, and barely, is it's enough. It's smooth enough and plays well enough to where you don't think you're totally getting screwed. Now, there were plenty of times where I would just run right into the water.
Oh, well, if you ever press the run button, you're already screwed up.
No, on the later levels, that thing's pretty much always down. But there were times where I thought, is this not registering my jump, or am I just dumb? And it's one of those situations where you play a level so many times that you just get stupid. Like, you're just like, you're drooling. You know, your eyes are glazed over. That's how far I got. This reminded me a little bit of when I played Manic Miner on the ZX. The same kind of mindset I got. Now, this isn't that hard. But, I mean, it's the same kind of, like, you just die over and over and over and over. You know, but with all that said, I still enjoyed playing it in a weird sort of self-hating way.
All right. So, I enjoyed this game, too, as abusive to the players as it is. But it's...
So, you agree with that.
Yeah. But it's not what you think, okay? It's not... Are the level designs bad? No, they're not bad. I mean, some of them are gotcha moments.
They're vicious.
No, they're really not. The problem is your control of the character is floaty. It's got this feel that you're always on ice. You have, like, when you jump, you can small jump, you can big jump. You can steer yourself a little bit in the air, sort of like Mario. You can't just, you know, 180 the other direction. Yeah. But you have some control over it. But when you land and your momentum pick up and the jumps from momentum, all of that has this floaty feel like they just couldn't tweak the controls well enough to make it a Mario game,
yeah,
right?
It's close. You're right. It does feel almost like you're on ice. I agree with that. It's slippery.
What it reminds me of is the original Mario Brothers arcade, where when you stop, especially the ice levels, where you stop and you kind of have that slide, and when you're sliding, you can't jump again.
Of course, it's nowhere near that good.
No.
I know what you mean.
We're not comparing games.
I know. We're talking about the controls. I just want to make sure people didn't get it confused.
This has that feel, and it's unfortunate is what it is.
Yeah.
Because this, outside of that, because it, all of this is just a, it's frustrating. It becomes frustrating faster than it becomes fun. And you have to, if you work with it long enough, you get a feel for it, but even that feel is inconsistent. It never feels good, no matter how long you play it. So
it feels sketchy.
I'm not going to say, look, man, let's run out. Let's all play Stario's Christmas, right?
Yeah.
However, first of all, if you ever see this out in the wild to buy it right now.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a bounty on this one.
I mean,
any of the Stario games. I will pay you.
Beat
you
a man down and take his copy of Stario. Yeah. Old lady, doesn't matter.
Merry Christmas. Be the old woman. Take her stuff. It's a brick Christmas message.
So, but if you're just looking to emulate this, not hard to find. It's not hard to emulate.
No.
And you can get out there. Understand, you're going to get angry. You're going to get frustrated.
Yeah.
Turn on unlimited lives.
Oh, yeah.
Really, turn on invincibility. I didn't know
that was an option. It won't help.
That's not what's going to kill you. It's the jumps. It's the painful controls that's going to kill you. However, I, like yourself, enjoyed my time with this.
Now, let's talk about some shortcomings. I know some more, right?
Okay.
We played Stario. Remember that?
Yeah.
This is Stario's Christmas,
yes.
Right? One would infer by the title that this would have Christmas involved. Well,
it does.
It does not. When you hit the power-up blocks, you get a gift comes out. and there's snow. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, how would you...
Even the music's not Christmassy.
How would you imply Christmas in a platform game like Star?
I don't know. I'd just put more Christmassy stuff. There could be Christmas trees around.
What makes Christmas trees Christmas?
What a stupid question. There's Christmas in the name. No. That's why.
Presents. You're joining...
Are you telling me this is sufficiently Christmas? Tell me with a straight face. Oh, yeah, this is plenty Christmassy. Couldn't they have called this Staria's Arctic Wonderland
For this? No, presents. It gives out presents.
That's the only thing.
Aaron, for this show, for the ST, this is Christmas, man.
Listen.
This is the peak of Christmas.
Even that, I mean, like, all the songs aren't Christmassy. Like, it doesn't do anything. And it's not even snowing that hard. It's just drizzling out.
What?
We're getting more snow here. Blizzard-like condition.
It's flaky.
Listen, it's flaky, all right. Never in truer words ever been
said. And remember what this was. This was a remake of a remake of a stolen game, right?
He's not
released
wrong.
For profit.
By the way, I want to point out
if that's not Christmas, I don't know what is.
We're watching. If I know for you listening to radio, but I'm going to describe it. We're watching a cheat assisted run.
Yeah,
and this is the level 3 one I was talking about, and this guy's just dying over and over and over. There's not enough cheats on Earth to get you past this level successfully without dying hundreds and hundreds of times. Brent. So I did, believe it or not, there's a review of this, first of all, the Atari Mania score on this was 7.4 out of 10, and the ST format, they were still covering the ST in 96, stunningly.
Well, what else?
I know, you're the ST format, I guess that's all you got. I guess if you go to Falcon format, you're in deep trouble. Anyway, they gave this a 75. They gave the original Stario an 85, and they said this one didn't really do much to change anything that was wrong with the first one.
So that's correct.
They docked at some point.
That's 100% correct.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree with you on that.
I think those scores are high.
Do you?
Yes.
Where would you place this in the pantheon of gaming?
Oh, you mean like on a 100-point scale?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like saying pantheon of gaming because I don't know. That's a pretty wide berth there.
46.
You know, I've got some ST show Discord reviews here.
Oh,
these are reviews in case you're new to the show that are sent in by our friends in the Discord. And feel free to look into joining us up here. We'd love to have you on board. We have a lot of fun in Discord where we have all the shows all in one big pile of fun. So. Speaking of fun, we're going to get into our own John Bonacar Schaller chimed in. He said, Mr. Stario controls well, and if you can come to grips with up for jump, you can move pretty quickly through the levels. The Mario Goombas and Cheep Cheeps are well rendered. Stario himself doesn't look half bad. The designer also did a good job with the wacky pixel fade in effect used in Super Mario World. Okay, that's the good. The rest is bad. I hope you like gray, because that's what you're going to see. No backgrounds, just gray with snow. The levels are incredibly long and boring in the grand Euro style. The lack of music might be the worst thing about this game. To bebop along these interminably long levels with nothing but sound of your jump makes you want to power off the computer and pitch it in the nearest dumpster. For a video game, 2 out of 10. For an ST game, 9 out of 10.
Well,
so both buried the ST right here.
A few things. The levels are not overly long.
They're longer than you would need. I would agree they're too long. They're not. I wouldn't say they're Euro tradition long.
Nah.
But they're long. They're pretty long. By the way, was later informed that you could hit F9 for the music. And so I don't know how much that would have affected his overall score. But yeah, Boat wasn't a fan. And I think of all the shows Boat left, the Atari ST, I don't think he ever came to grips with the ST, Brent, so I'm not sure how much he's, but he sort of buried it. Retro Jerry chimed in, our good buddy Jerry. Stario Christmas Edition, not bad. Smooth scrolling, the controls are okay once you get the hang of it. The problem for me, in some areas, are just way too twitchy difficult. It's a little Mario meets Dark Souls in a few spots, that's the truth. Graphics are a bit bland, but the music isn't bad. F9 toggle music boat. And changes between levels six ho-hos out of 10 ho-hos. I think that's a fair assessment there by Jerry. I think that's not bad. Pajaco chimed in to Brent. If you had an NES back in the day and you played Super Mario Bros., then Stario and or this Christmas version will be a travesty on everything you hold dear and needs to be roasted on open fire. But whoa there, it's actually not that bad. this Pajaco has split personality. But so he continues. It's based on an 11-year-old game at release, but it's pretty playable. Graphics are pretty good, and borrows from its inspiration quite well. The level design is a bit cheap. No kidding.
I don't think it borrowed.
And I couldn't find any warp pipes, and there are two exit doors that seem to do the same thing. And
no secrets.
You can only have music or sound, which is pretty uncommon back then. But apart from those things, if I had slipped an off-site backup of this back in 1996 and I was looking for a nostalgia hit, Stario's Christmas would have done the job. 7 out of 10. And then Boat chimes in and does, in fact, show the Super Mario Land ripoff end stage. I could not see a difference in the exits as well.
No, there isn't.
There may have been a point difference, but I didn't pay attention to points. I was too busy screaming, yelling, and panicking to bother with that. So this is an odd bird here, isn't it, Brent? I mean, in all honesty, because it's not a good game.
No.
But it's a game that's not bad. And so, by the way, as far as the Christmas offerings that we could have played, this, I don't think I saw another one. I guess the way I look at this is, it could have been much worse. There could have been none, or this could have been really bad. And I will say, I've played Atari all year, Atari ST games. And this is not even close the worst thing I've played on the ST.
Oh, no. No.
And the scrolling is nice. And this, I was talking to Dave Velociraptor last night, he holds up the banner for the ST. And I was like, you know, Dave, this was done on just a plain Jane Atari with the 1 meg, which is plain Jane. I'm like, this makes me wonder why we weren't seeing more of this. Because this guy, one thing this guy did do, he got it. And you could have put other graphics in this game, made a whole different scrolling game out of it.
Yes.
Like anything. I mean, if you had a team that worked on this and had some money to back it, like, you could have had something that would have been a standout title on the ST. And it makes one wonder, why did it take so long to figure this out? 96 it took? You know, and why didn't they, when someone saw this, of course, now it's too late. In 96.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if you could have put something like this out in 86, for example, or 87, somewhere in that ballpark, this is what you could do with the Atari, you know?
I get, sort of sad. I get what where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But when I look at, like, modern ZX games,
yeah,
and I think, man, why didn't all the ZX games look like this or play like this? Sometimes it takes a very special programmer or a very special designer to get into that hardware to make it sing.
Yeah,
and I think that they did make the ST sing with Stario's Christmas. I think that it.
I mean,
just,
it sort of yodeled.
Oh well, no! I think
I wouldn't say sing. I mean, it's like karaoke.
Yeah, I mean, from the scrolling perspective.
Oh yeah, that part he was singing pretty good.
I think that. Sometimes you just have to have that special person come along, and I think that a lot of systems success, Nintendo, Xbox, I think if you have that person that can really elevate your system in the early days, it makes all the difference.
Yeah.
So this was just he didn't come around at a time, he didn't have the insight in the 80s to make this happen. But, I mean, this is proof it could have happened, just no one got it there.
Yeah, I would like to see, and, you know, we haven't gotten into, I mean, I don't think I've seen hardly any modern ST games.
There's very few.
Well, I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
You know, and I would love to see someone take this accumulated knowledge and put something out that's real. Like, look what we've seen on the ZX or the Amstrad. Remember those great Amstrad games we played? Like, they were off the charts good. Yeah. And it would be nice to see someone take the accumulated knowledge of this, sort of like what they're doing with the Jaguar, and use that to put out some quality titles. Because the ST still has a following out there. I would love to see that. And really, as we go into the next year on the Atari ST show, we should try to hunt up some of this modern stuff. We haven't played very much, and I would be interested in doing it.
Absolutely.
A good game. I should mention that while this originally sold for £14.99, I did see one disc for the original stereo selling for $10. That's all I could find, full stop.
Wow.
That was it. So if you can, if you have an inroad to this one, it may be worth looking for. So that is our look at Stario, the brand. Pretty fun game. I mean, like I said,
No, I wouldn't say it was pretty fun.
Sometimes I'm the kind of person that likes to have a game that frustrates me.
I mean, I do too.
As I sat there, at the time I was mad. I rage quit this game, by the way. Rage quit. I was done for the week. Meh. I was out. All right, but I like a game. I don't get that emotional about games, and so I like it when something draws that out of me. Again, I looked at the Manic Miner when we played that. And sometimes a game gets in there.
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm pounding it, my kid was like, what are you doing? Because I was in there pounding the desk and screaming at this game because it was so frustrating. But the thing is, I could get past the stuff eventually.
Yeah.
And I will say one of the things I liked about this game was I got to a point on some levels where I'd played them so many times that if I just cut the video up, it looked like I was like one of those playthrough guys. Because I'd be like, bing, 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 just zooming through the level, just running nonstop, hopping, going crazy. You know, so I was like, man. So there were those moments where I was like, I'm the King Dong of Stario Christmas. You know, I will say, I declare myself one of the world's foremost great players of Stario Christmas. You heard me. I'll be playing this one on stream before the year's out, I guarantee you. Listen, before we cash it in on this lovely Christmas event, you know, we want to take the time, because we don't do this as often as we should. We're going to try to make a point of doing a better job. I want to take the time to thank all of our supporters. We appreciate you guys a whole lot. I want to mention some names here. I want to talk about Wallowatt, Ian George, Chris Gallardi, Marco Latvinen, Chicote, David Calvari, Richard Davey. Hey, Richard Davey? Wait a minute. He did the graphics in this game. That's crazy. Wow, I didn't notice that. Laurent Giroux, Brendan A. Chisholm, Twilight Zoner, Bernard Quinn, Retro Jerry, Control Alt Reese, and Dave Velociraptor in the house. Thank you guys for supporting the Atari ST show. I think the upcoming year, Brent, we're going to have a lot of fun because I've got some ideas in mind. And also, now that you've got your mister, you can get your full Atari ST on. It should be a lot of fun. Do you have any final Christmas thoughts to all the folks out there in the Atari ST universe, Brent?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. And feel free to drop a note under this video to tell us what cool Christmas ST gifts you got this year. Brent, you may get a cool ST gift. In fact, you've already got one. Hold up your lovely joystick.
I lost it.
Oh, that's too bad. Good night, everybody, and have a merry, merry Christmas. Adios.